Good morning, everyone. I think you can hear me now. I'm on the tail end of a cold, so I'll use a mic, which just helps me. I met many of you last evening and earlier yesterday. I'm Bonnie Patterson, the president of the university. I'm delighted to officially welcome you to day two, which of course is the International Public Health Day focus. And I thought I might just take a couple minutes and tell you a little bit about the building that you're spending your time in the context of Trent. Trent is at this point just in its 40 years of age. It's 44 these days, and we're working very hard towards our 50th anniversary in 2014. So we're a young university. We have about 8,000 students that cut across the arts and the sciences and a number of professional programs like education and nursing and business and forensic sciences. And we're just delighted to be able to be a member of 92 universities and university colleges in Canada. In Ontario, we are a smaller institution. We live with some really big ones, but we've chosen a number of niches that we are working in areas through to the PhD level. And so then I thought I'd contextualize that into our campus. We're in the middle of the Kawartha region, which is a large lakes district, and tourism is one of our larger enterprises in this community. You heard a little bit about our transition from a manufacturing-based community last evening to one that's moving towards knowledge-based, and of course the work you're doing and ICAV is doing is part of that, as is the Innovation Cluster. We are located on 1,400 acres of land, and that gives us a real opportunity to partner with people on the use of that land for various activities. I wanted to start by talking about that because this facility we're in, I think, in some ways, is a microcosm of what you're trying to do. We have one of our flagship programs at our university is in Indigenous Studies. And we work at pre-diploma levels, undergraduate, master's, and PhD, the only one in Canada, in Indigenous Studies, and it attracts scholars from around the world, whether it's Thailand or Ecuador or Mexico. It's an extraordinary program. This particular building, you might look at it and say, oh my gosh, it's that great big yellow building. Well, it is a yellow building. It's ochre 33 to be exact. That's the paint palette. We all have to remember that. But the building is designed after the colors of the medicine wheel, white, black, red, and yellow. And part of that is because it contains within it First Peoples House of Learning. And many components of Aboriginal nature are through it from the first Aboriginal performance center in Canada for dance and storytelling and Indigenous music and language development, through to gathering spaces and ceremonial spaces. And in our sacred area, we have teepees and sweat lodges that are used for some of our traditional knowledge that gets transmitted to our student and faculty and staff population. But when we brought this building together, we made a distinctive choice not to separate the First Peoples House, but rather bring it inside and bring it together in a college. We have a college format that is developed after Oxford. And so people will colloquially refer to Trent as Oxford on the Otonabee River, that is. And our college system is designed to develop communities of living and learning for our students. So in any college, there'd be between 250 and 350 students that would live there. We have a mix of faculty office and staff office, classrooms, laboratories, and so on. And this particular college is no exception. Yesterday in the morning, the lead off, you heard from our current chancellor, Dr. Roberta Bonder. And of course, she's done all kinds of things, the world's first neurologist in space and Canada's first woman astronaut. She did, as a payload specialist in space, she did 25 different countries' experiments, over 50 of them in that period of time. Well, our previous chancellor to Dr. Bonder was a gentleman by the name of Peter Zosky. And he was a broadcaster, writer, author of many things, but most known for his radio broadcasting on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's radio network from coast to coast to coast in our country. And Peter Zosky is the reason that this name, the name Zoski College, emerged. He was our chancellor from 1999 till 2002, when he passed away. As he said, he had that dreaded habit of smoking, and he was a poster child for that in his later years. However, that set aside, he was a man who helped weave the fabric of our country together from coast to coast to coast. And so when we developed the concept of the First People's House of Learning, rather than create it as a separate entity, we wanted to build it within the community, to be able to integrate and understand and run into Aboriginalness every day as a normal thing. And so the First People's House of Learning exists within Zoski College, and then we wanted to give it a name. We wanted to give the building a name because of the appreciation of our Indigenous folks to the value and role of the land in society. And so we've named this building NYing. And NYing means the way we speak together in Anishinaabe and in Ojibwe. And so for me, I thought, how great to bring the international consortium together around antivirals in a building called NYing, the way we speak together. That is what you are doing to advance society with new kinds of knowledge, from the very traditional sciences to what we need to be prepared for what we're experiencing now and in the future. So welcome to NYing, welcome to the First People's House of Learning and Zoski College. We're delighted to have you on our campus, and we hope your next day is productive and that you enjoy, for those of you who are able to go on to Mars tomorrow, you enjoy the final day together. So best wishes, safe travels, and miigwech.
Thanks, Bonnie.